Okay, on Friday, my dad bought a droid the first day that they released it and brought it home and was playing around with it and so forth. And bottom line is he's going to return it on Monday. It's not quite there yet. What he was hoping for was something that would be equivalent to the iPhone that I use on AT&T's network. And unfortunately, the Droid, this one was made by Motorola. There's two of them they have. They're both called Droid. And the one he bought was made by Motorola. And he didn't think, and I tend to agree, he did not think that the hardware and really even the software is quite up to par yet. It's just not equivalent to the iPhone. They're just not there yet. And there are a lot of pundits out there that are praising the Droid. Many of them probably haven't even used it yet. And I really hoped that it would be a great phone because I'm a big Google fan and I want the iPhone to have as much competition as possible. But this thing is just not ready for prime time. I hate to say it. Two applications, Evernote and what was the other one? There was another application that he uses that... Real Director. Neither one were available on the Android platform, and yeah, they claim they have 10,000 apps, and of course Apple has 100,000. But bottom line is, of the 10,000 apps they have, I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with what we tried. I also tried to find some Twitter clients that were comparable to the ones we use on the iPhone, and no go there either. So. It's just not there yet, and the hardware itself is kind of has some sharp edges to it, and so it just doesn't seem as refined as the iPhone. And using it, the screen to me did not look as bright, did not look as nice. I've heard some reviewers say the screen is better than the iPhone. I can't tell. I had them side by side, and I wouldn't say it was better. It looked smaller to me, didn't look as bright. Also, managing the icons on the screen, we couldn't figure out how to move icons around. On the iPhone, you just hold it down until it's in that shaking mode, and you can just drag it anywhere you want it. It's very easy, very user-friendly. There's just a lot of little details, a lot of little things that it just does not seem to do well. We shot a short video clip, and we wanted to upload it on the 3G network, and that was a no-go. It kicked us and said we needed Wi-Fi. People at Verizon said that it should work over 3G. Well, I can't tell. We couldn't get it to work. So if you can, we couldn't figure it out. So again, things just are not easy to figure out, not easy to troubleshoot on the device. We even tried to sync with his computer, and that's a drill to go through. That's a little bit awkward to do. Everything just seems to be a little more difficult and in some cases impossible to do with the Droid. So the jury's still out on Google's Android operating system and whether or not it's really going to be a competitor for the iPhone, but I don't think Droid is the answer. Stay tuned. We'll keep an eye on this because we really want there to be a iPhone killer or at least an iPhone competitor that's legitimate out there to come along to keep Apple honest, but it hasn't happened yet. CraigShip.com.